BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Lewis, I'm 18, and I'm from Worcester. You might not know this, but I once threw hot coffee all over TV's Davina McCall. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, Lewis.
Yeah?
You spilt coffee on Davina McCall.
I did. It wasn't the highlight of my life.
Where were you?
I was down in London for the first time on my own to meet a friend. And I was in the generic coffee shops that you get a lot down there.
Right.
And I kind of was on my phone there first. And I heard the voice, it was distinctive, so I thought, oh my God, it's Davina McCall. And I wanted to be, like, subtle about it, so I could turn my head and stare, and I thought, oh, I need to kind of engage in conversation. So I thought what I'd do would be to turn round my coffee to find a table, and she walked straight into me.
Oh, clever.
Yeah.
So you're there, you spin round, and bosh, Davina McCall gets covered in your coffee.
Yeah, it was a mocha as well, so I imagine all the chocolate.
So a chocolate-based coffee as well.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
What was she wearing?
I don't know. I think it was red and it was a dress, but it was such a blur, you know, the turning and the spilling. And but the first thing I did was to offer to pay for her dry cleaning, even though I only had a fiver.
I think this is great because, you know, celebrities are generally all smiles and showbiz.
Yeah.
If you catch them off guard, if you shock them like this, you find out what they're really, really like. It's a good test to find out what they're like, I think. Just spill coffee on them.
Well, that's what I thought, but apparently she has some kind of perma-smile because she was like, oh, it's fine, I didn't really like this dress anyway, and kind of laughing about it. But all I could think of was, you've got a massive burn down your stomach.
Oh.
How are you this happy?
So she was really nice about it?
Yeah, she was lovely, and she offered to give me an autograph, but I just felt really bad.
See, that proves, though, that she is an actual nice person.
I know, it's quite shocking.
But it's a good test. If you want to find out whether a celeb is nice really or not, just chuck coffee on them and see what happens.
Well, yeah,
see
maybe
what their reaction
go to
is.
Another entertainment show presenter like Nick Knowles or something, see if they're all right, if they are properly nice or whatever.
I think Knowles would go mental.
He probably would.
Yeah.
I know what I'm going to do. At some point today, I'm going to throw a coffee on you when you're not expecting it.
I don't.
I'm going to do it, and we'll see the real Scott Mills.
Oh, dear. I'm sensing this isn't going to go well.
You know the real Scott Mills anyway. I'm your friend.
Yeah. True, but I'll be interested to see how you'll react. I think you'll get really angry.
But if it's you, Chris, I will throw coffee straight back in your face. Be under no doubt about that.
Lewis, do you think he's going to be nice or nasty?
I don't know. I reckon maybe you could compare Radio 1 DJs. I reckon Fern wouldn't be happy because she pays loads for her stuff.
What about Nick Grimshaw, new Radio 1 Breakfast Show host?
Do you think, maybe... I reckon he'd make some jokes, but really he'd be seething. Do you think if it's a certain coffee, he'll be all right?
Yeah, I mean, if it was machine coffee, then he'd go mad.
Yeah.
If it was paid
it's
for...
It's expensive sort of coffee.
Yeah, yeah, I think it depends on the grain, on the granule. You see, Aidan Grimshaw's coming in a bit to play Anywhere Near Bingo.
Yes.
Oh, no, you could use hot coffee. Oh, no, that might burn your mouth, though.
No, we're not doing that.
I'm sort of up for it.
No, we're not doing that. If you're listening, Aidan, it's just water today. Make sure you watch Aidan on the website at 1:45 and everyone else as well.
I always do, of course I do.
Have you and Davina stayed in touch at all?
No, I did tweet her about it, but she didn't reply, so I'm guessing she went home and she wasn't happy about it.
Yeah, I reckon she went home to her husband, Matthew, and went, some idiot, spilt coffee on me.
Yeah, I imagine she was a little bit stressed. I watched that Friday. And,
what, to see if she's wearing the dress with the coffee stain on?
all I can think of is you've got a massive burn on your stomach. How are you this happy?
Good to speak to you, Lewis.
Yeah. Speak to you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What an awkward situation. Yesterday evening, after the show, we went to a BBC meeting. Because Radio 1 is moving into a new building soon with lots of other new lovely BBC people. And they were all very nice. But it was just a little bit strange. Trevor Nelson did a big speech about how we're all going to be nice new neighbours soon. And then I had to do a question and answer session. And it was like, Trevor was like, "And now to answer any questions, Scott Mills!" And I went, thank you. Bit of feedback on the mic. And then it was like, "So, anyone want to ask me a question?" Nothing.
Yeah.
And I went, right, so, yeah, any question at all? Room full of people. Right?
I mean, it was really awkward.
Hundreds of people.
I was there.
They were just a bit, I just think they're a bit shy. But they were very nice, but, and then afterwards they'd warmed up and they all came up and said hi. But the initial thing, I was like, what am I going to do?
I had to ask a question.
Yeah, well,
to try to fill the awkward silence.
Yeah, what was your question?
How do you make your show so good?
And I know I was like, oh, I think that one's been planted. And then someone piped up, will there be a microwave in the new studios? I have no idea. Just play records. I do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Aidan Grimshaw.
Hello.
You right?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Last time we saw each other, well, all of us, we appeared to be singing power ballads from the 80s.
Yeah, I guess I was well drunk.
This needs explaining. You can't just leave it like that.
Well, and also, did you have your first ever curry?
I did, yeah. Well, I had some, I don't know what it was. It was the softest curry that was on the menu. But
yeah, he was like, no.
It was still a big day the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
He was like, brilliant. He was like, look, lads, look, it's the first curry. You've got to be gentle. So I think we may even have given you the korma option.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Would you go back?
No, probably not.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's the first and last curry you'll ever have. Really?
It was nice, though. I enjoyed it.
Curry and power ballads.
What more could you want?
Mm. Yeah.
I know that the one that doesn't speak was about to leave, but then, take a look at me now, came on, and everyone just went crazy for it.
It was just a beautiful moment, wasn't it?
We had, like, a standoff to that song, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should probably explain that there's a night in London, and I think around the country as well, where instead of dance music, they just play power ballads from the 80s, like Total Eclipse of the Heart, and it's a brilliant night.
I also got this crazy T-shirt that says, if you can't take the meat, get out of the kitchen.
Did you?
Meatloaf. Yeah. Brilliant.
Right, so we are going to play Innuendo Bingo in a minute. Are you aware of this game, Aidan?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, okay. So what happens is, and I don't think we should be shy here because, you know, we all know each other.
Yeah.
You'll be playing against Chris, and what will happen is you'll fill your mouth with water. I'll play you a clip of something that's happened on the radio or the TV recently, which one of our listeners has sent in. That'll be the innuendo. If you find it funny, obviously, the water will come out of your mouth at a pace.
Okay.
And that's the idea, right?
Sweet.
So let's not be shy. We're going to play our new song, Curtain Call, and then everyone get to a computer for Aidan and Innuendo Bingo next, a celebrity guest. Also, the name Grimshaw is out there at the moment because the new Radio 1 Breakfast Show host is another Grimshaw.
Yeah?
Isn't it?
All over the place.
Yeah. There have been so many Grimshaws, have there?
Too many Grimshaws.
Yeah, too many Grimshaws.
There's that, right. That one on Coronation Street that plagues me.
Oh, yeah, as well.
It's hard.
That's three. The Scott Mills Daily. I like it that you're sipping from a bottle of water and you're about to have lots more.
Yeah.
So if you want to watch on the Radio 1 website, it's happening now. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You can see all of us. Sophie Byram is ready to go. She's playing along in her flat on her own because of her thrilling life. Make sure you watch us as well on the website, Sophie. Stacey is watching on the Radio 1 website and says, every time I watch you, Scott, you're scribbling on a piece of paper. What are you writing? I'm just writing the word help again in capitals, Stacey. Again and again. Here we go.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Hi there, if you're listening on Radio 1. Hi there, if you're watching on the Radio 1 website. It's time to play Thursday's Innuendo Bingo. And here is Chris with Aidan Grimshaw, special guest. And we've got the bin there. We've got all our waters ready. Like I said, let's make this a good one, boys. Let's make it a clean fight.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Ready, Aidan?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Right. So laid back, I love it.
Let's have it.
Let's have it. Let us know if you're watching.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fill your cheeks.
Fill your cheeks. Ready? It's quite cold, isn't it? Okay. This one is spotted by Steve. And it's from Come Dine With Me. You know when people give a little bit too much information?
The devil is in the detail with controlling Robert my dinner party tonight. I'm really, really anally well planned.
Oh, Chris! Oh, Aidan is covered.
He's just gone for a shoot, hasn't he? No, foreplay.
I did say.
I'm really, really anally well planned.
Aidan is drenched already.
Okay, I'm not going to hold back
I say, do not hold back.
I was going to go for the bin.
No, don't. Don't ever. I mean, the bin's there, but, you know. Right. Richard in Peterborough.
You look ridiculous. You've got the wrong clothes, mate.
Richard in Peterborough has been on. He was watching Volcano Live the other night. Nothing much happens, does it? It wasn't as exciting for some viewers as they'd hoped.
So basically what we're seeing is more a kind of seeping rather than a kind of spurting.
Chris! You weren't even going to go. Right, Aidan, you're being far too polite. Look at his face. He's like, not happy.
Such a wet crotch.
I know. It happens. Oh, God. Where are you going after this? Anywhere nice?
Oh, I'm going home to dry my crotch. Oh, jeez. That one.
That is one, yeah. All right. Here we go.
I'll be good now.
Right. You won't, though. There's no fun in it otherwise. Go on, Aidan. Just get him next time. Steve Lamack from BBC Six Music now. And he really enjoys talking to some of his guests.
I've never really hurt myself too bad. I've been around other people that have, but I've managed to escape the big hits.
Right, if it's any consolation, I'm touching some wood this end.
Thanks.
You've got proper sprayage.
Chris got loads of power behind the spray.
Chris has played
water,
it before. That was more of a spurt from you, Grimshaw.
I'm good at this game.
I feel like I should have done some kind of warm-up.
Yeah, I know. Right. More water?
More water.
Just get loads in there, Aidan. Right. Don't be shy. Mm-hmm. Just own
That's
him.
That's better, yeah.
Okay. Tristan in Sheffield and Stuart in Tottenham, give yourself the points. And it's over to Five Live. And I think Test Match Special are doing this on purpose now.
He's only got his training shorts on.
Well, actually, he can toss in his shorts, can he?
Well, I don't know. There's no rule against tossing in the shorts. I mean, in the old days, old Wally Hammond used to come out in his suit and a pipe. So Alistair Cook can toss in whatever he wants.
Aidan went first, Chris last minute.
Lovely.
Yeah, that's good. Dean in Godalming is very much watching this, but thinks that Aidan needs to step up his game.
Yeah.
Lucy in Edinburgh is also watching. Hi. Okay, more water.
I'm just dead wet.
I know. Your shirt. Oh. Kez in Ledbury has been on. And it's BBC Breakfast with Bill Turnbull. Love him. Bill's had enough of just delivering the news. He wants something else.
I would rather not. I'd rather have just you and Catherine here on the soap.
I would too.
Stand off. Yes!
Chris! I didn't even find that one that funny.
I know.
Oh! Well, you made me laugh there.
Yes, Aidan.
You got me.
Yes, Aidan. Oh, no, the fringe is wet, the fringe.
Right.
Okay, that's how it's going to go, is it? All right. This brightens up my afternoon, says a fan in Liverpool. Nick from Portsmouth, just listening on the radio. I had to pull over because he's laughing a bit too much. Okay. Simon Mayo now on BBC Radio 2, and they don't hold back on the personal information.
Julian Preston Powers is on the phone to tell us all about it. Hello, Julian.
Hello there.
So what is different about your helmet?
Oh, that's a good one.
Is that Sally Traffic? She loves it, doesn't she?
Oh, she does.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. That's brilliant.
Okay, more water, please. Adam in Wolverhampton, thank you for sending this one. And Chris Tarrant now. He's still got it, if you know what I mean.
Denise now has 30 seconds to answer. You all right? Be calm so far.
Apart yes, a little bit wet, but I'm fine.
No. No, well held. Well held by both parties. Swallow. You can swallow. You have to spit. There we are.
Yeah.
Well done.
It's hard to get it down, isn't it, when you...
Is
like,
it?
Yeah.
What? All right.
No, don't worry.
Hey? Okay. Right. More water, please.
No, it's cool.
Craig in Uphall, Scotland. Thank you for this. Give yourself the obligatory 250 ScotMiles points. Too much information again on Flog It.
You know it's my passion, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I love my wood. I like getting my hands all over it and caressing it.
Aidan, your
nice.
Shirt used to be like lighter blue than that.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Oh no, look at your crotch.
Really, really wet crotch. ATM.
Yeah. Okay.
Just keep going.
Keep going. Yeah. There's a few more.
Oh my god, really?
I know. This is the best one yet, says Ben. Gets me every time, says Dan. This is the best thing I've ever seen. Aidan, just go for it. Stop being so nice, says Jasmine. Okay, over to Caroline Flack now. And Gary Barlow really enjoys being interviewed by her.
It's been lovely to be here, yeah. And like coming into a warm bosom being interviewed by you again. It's been lovely to be here, yeah. And like coming into a warm bosom being interviewed by you again.
Yes, good spray edge from Grimshaw.
I'm sorry.
Excellent.
Like coming into a warm bosom. Ooh. Ooh, go on.
Okay. Next one. Richard and Peterborough, thank you for sending this one in. Volcano Live got so boring, the blokes got distracted.
That's a reasonable height of spurt we got there.
Yes.
That's a reasonable height of spurt we got.
Yes. Oh, Aidan, you are far too nice.
Oh, God.
What a gent.
I know. Gent. One more. In this round.
You got enough water, which wants to ruin my shirt off.
Fern Cotton now. Once again, too much information. This is from Rushan, who spotted this, and also Steve in Norfolk and a few others.
I was, you know, just pottering along this morning, doing my usual thing, you know, spreading jam on my crumpet.
Oh! You right? Did it go down the wrong way?
I've not seen that happen before.
That one was deep.
Wow. We can all relax now. Aidan, did you enjoy that?
That last one was a bit mental.
It was.
Apart from that.
It was good, wasn't it? Something a little bit different to your average radio interview.
I was, you know, just pottering along this morning, doing my usual thing, you know, spreading jam on my crumpet.
Thanks, Fern. And thank you, Aidan, for coming in today.
Thank you.
I guess now it's home time.
Yeah.
good to see you again, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Maybe one day we'll have a normal situation for you to be in together. Yeah. That was Innuendo Bingo. Let us know if you watched on the website. Let us know if you played along and how you did. You all right, Chris?
Yeah, good.
Do you feel guilty?
No, I'm quite wet now.
Okay, good. More bingo next Tuesday at 1:45. Thanks again, Aidan.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Chris, I know what you're thinking. Scott, you're so clean-shaven today.
I wasn't thinking that.
You
but
were.
Why are you?
Look, it's like it's so smooth.
Yep.
You know how every now and again I like to treat myself by going to my local Turkish barbers?
Yes.
To get a proper wet cut with a scary blade, and also to catch up on the latest Turkish hits, which they're always playing in there. There's a really good one on today. I tried to Shazam it, but it didn't work.
No?
Oh, so good. Anyway, I had the new bloke again.
Oh, and you were worried about him?
Well, I was, because he said to me that he'd never really done it before, and it's quite a big kind of blade, which he's got at your kind of jugular vein.
Yes.
But he was saying, about 3 weeks ago, wasn't it, last time I went? Mm-hmm. And he's saying, and I would agree with him, he's got a lot better since. And I didn't even get nicked today. It's particularly good.
So it all went well.
Yeah, very good. I would have him again now.
Really?
after the initial worry. Chicane coming up, and also a bit of fun, and the new Misha B track. There's some brilliant pictures of Aidan Grimshaw and you on the Radio 1 Facebook, if you want to have a look, playing Innuendo Bingo. Such great pictures. Have a look if you're at work. I feel sorry for Aidan because he made the big mistake of wearing a lot of denim today. He's going to be so much heavier now.
Yes.
After being covered in water. He's going to be very uncomfortable. He's going to be squelching down the road outside Radio 1 with his hand out trying to get a cab. No one would take him. You're not coming in here, mate.
Oh, no chance. If you were a cab driver, you wouldn't stop for that. He was a mess.
He's just going to be heavy.
I mean, he looks a mess. And it's quite nice weather outside in London today.
Squelching away.
So there's no reason why he should look like that. The Scott
Mills Daily. You know Lady Gaga, Chris?
Yes.
This is what she sounds like if you can't remember.
If a boob falls out, you're just going to have to enjoy the boob.
Carlisle, 2011.
Yeah.
So we all know what Lady Gaga sounds like. The other night, there is a radio station in Melbourne, Australia, called 3AW. And they have a show on there called the 3AW Open Line. And it's their overnight show.
Mm.
So, you know, with a lot of those talk shows overnight, you can just ring up and talk about absolutely anything you want.
Right.
So, just before 2 a.m. on the 4th of July, someone called this 3AW Open Line to talk about a gig that they've been to.
Okay.
I'd like you to listen to this. Listen.
Right now, Stephanie of Richmond is here. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I hope you're well.
Yeah. How are you guys? How's the weather?
You guys?
Hello?
Yes, hello. I just didn't catch the last part, Stephanie.
I said, how's the weather?
How's the...
The weather.
Oh, the weather?
That's fine.
It's fine, yes. I hope it's fine in Richmond. Well, it's a bit drizzly. It's cold, but we seem to be okay.
I enjoyed the detail about the weather from him then.
Yeah.
It's fine. Well, it's a bit drizzly.
Sounds like a great show.
Well, it does, doesn't it? I might tune in. But I think it does sound a bit like her.
I mean, it does. Definitely.
Let's carry on listening.
Yeah, what else do you want to say?
I was at a concert on Saturday night.
Yes.
It was one of the best concerts that I've been to.
Who was it?
Lady Gaga.
Oh, well, yeah, well, of course.
This is amazing.
I know. Just before 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, you went to a good concert. Who was it? Lady Gaga? Also, they weren't talking about anything to do with Lady Gaga at all, but you can just call up and talk about anything you want.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to just love it. John Burns on from the Breakfast Programme said it was better than the first time he saw her.
I was absolutely... I was left speechless. Her shows, her performance—it was unbelievable.
It sounds a bit like her.
It really does.
And her
it
real
really
name
does.
They said her name is Stephanie. Her real name is Stephanie.
No way.
Yes. And how many costume changes were there?
There were quite a few.
Yeah. I don't know how she does it. She must have she has arrived with a whole team of people, hasn't she? Of course, to help her do all that stuff.
Yes, I bet she does.
He's got some brilliant questions. How many costume changes were there? 17, and I came on in a coffin. I mean, she came on in a coffin.
I don't even think her acting's that good.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you.
That's all right. Bye, Stephanie.
Take care.
They sound genuinely
confused. What is this show?
It's brilliant. It's the 3AW open line.
It's my new favourite.
I know. I want to call up. But however, right, I think it might be her putting on a voice, a little bit of a voice.
It's got to be her.
But let's put the evidence together, right? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. You've had a couple of glasses of wine.
Yeah.
You switch the radio on. Maybe you're in Australia. And there's a load of people on there just talking about anything. And people were calling in. And you think to yourself, put me on. So you get the phone and you ring up.
Sounds like you've done this before.
I have. I was in Miami once. I have done this. And
to be fair, so have I.
Have you? Right, well, okay, yeah. Well, we'll share that in a minute. My one was, I was in Miami, and it was on, like, a local cable TV channel, and they were talking about how Brokeback Mountain is morally wrong. I got right involved in the discussion. And they put me on. I went into the loo of the hotel room.
They put you on?
Huh?
You actually got through?
Yeah, I had my my say. I said it wasn't morally wrong, by the way.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah, before you know it, because you always think, I'm never going to get on there. Rang up, within 5 minutes, I was on the air on this Miami cable TV channel from my hotel bathroom.
But she didn't sound like the most enthusiastic listener, did she? I'm surprised they put her on.
But that's just her style anyway, isn't it? She's quite laid back, you know. Let's hear it again.
Right now, Stephanie of Richmond is here. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, I hope you're well.
Yeah, how are you guys? How's the weather?
You guys?
Hello?
Yes, hello. I just didn't catch the last part, Stephanie.
I said, how's the weather?
How's the...
The weather.
Oh, the weather?
That's fine.
It's fine, yes. I hope it's fine in Richmond. Well, it's a bit drizzly. It's cold. we seem to be okay.
It's the best show ever.
I want to get this show in my life.
It's my favourite.
When have you rang up?
Oh, it was ages ago. I didn't get through, though.
All right. Never?
No.
But I don't believe you. Look me in the eye and tell me you didn't get through.
I didn't get through.
You didn't get through? Really, though?
No.
How long have I known you? Long enough to know when you're lying.
It does sound like her, though.
What was it? Don't change the subject.
Don't worry.
Is it something you're embarrassed about?
No.
Why not share it, then?
No, it's fine. Come on.
Okay.
It does sound like her.
It definitely does, yeah. What do you think it is, the one that doesn't speak, that he's hiding? Who knows? All right, let me try and get out of him in a minute. Hang on. You weren't on the surgery with Aled, were you?
No, I was not.
Okay. Just checking. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Someone says Richmond is less than 5 miles from the 3AW building. How's the weather? I really think it might be Lady Gaga calling up. A couple of glasses of wine. Ringing up and discussing her own concert and saying how good it was. I reckon what we should do maybe is stop playing music on this show and just make it like a phone-in programme. And then superstars might call us up and try to get on.
Oh, that would be great. That'd be great. And how would... Do we do Australian accents with this?
No, Chris, we're in the UK. We can if you want.
Mine's very
I can
weak.
Do one. Hello, welcome. It's Scott Mills.
Yeah.
What? And this is Chris.
Hi, I'm Chris. What's the weather like, Scott?
Yeah, once again, showcasing your accent talent.
I just can't do it.
Say, how many costume changes were there?
How many costume changes were there?
You just can't get it, can you?
No.
Listen to this bit again.
Yes, and how many costume changes were there?
There are quite a few.
Yeah. I don't know how she does it. She must have a... Well, she has arrived with a whole team of people, hasn't she, of course, to help her do all that stuff.
Yes, I bet she does.
Yes, I bet she does.
The Scott Mills Daily.
People are confirming that Lady Gaga was in Melbourne on that date. Too much of a coincidence, maybe? Potentially, that was Lady Gaga calling up a Melbourne radio station. We don't know. Saying how good her concert was. But this all reminds me a little bit. Do you remember a while ago on Matt Edmondson's show when he got a text from a pop star and he rang them back? Listen to this.
I got a call, a text that said, "Hi, Matt, it's Erwin from the Hoosiers here, listening to your show, as always." So we thought we'd give him a ring. Hello. There he is. Hello, Erwin.
Hello, Matt.
Hello, how are you?
I'm dashing, thank you. How are you?
You are dashing. You're a dashing man.
So that's cool. Erwin texts in to the show and Matt calls him back and gets him on the air. Then it all started to go a little bit wrong for Erwin because there was something he didn't realise.
We have a thing at Radio 1, right? When someone texts in, you can click on their number and see if they've ever sent a text in before. And
no.
We've got a backlog of texts that you've sent in to Radio 1. Now, do you know what I'm about to read out?
Oh, my word. No.
Oh.
No, I know where this is going.
So, have you heard this before?
I vaguely remember this.
So, Matt could see all the texts Erwin had sent before to Radio 1.
Oh, my word.
In the past, from his own phone.
It's things along the lines of, Matt played a new Hoosier song earlier, and I meant to ask what it's called. Couldn't believe them. It sounded mint. From signed JX. And requesting Choices by Hoosiers, please, from James in Herne Bay. You've been texting Radio 1 requesting your own song.
Now, I don't suppose you're going to believe that this is actually my nephew, are you?
No, no,
so
we're not.
I might as well step up and just take the blow.
You've been rumbled. Right, you've been rumbled.
Oh, fair play to him.
That's amazing.
More pop stars should do that, I think. Hi, it's Azealia Banks here. Play my songs.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Ads has been on from Bury St Edmunds. He's texted in saying, "Dude, that's cool. Can you see all the texts that I've sent before? Because there's been loads." Yes, I can. One's like, "I think I'm a little bit in love with Lana. She sounds so lovely and has the most amazing voice ever." Or how about when you sent in the one ad, "I got all excited when you said a classic live lounge. Then you went and played this rubbish. I've switched off."
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
Look, everyone, it's Nick Grimshaw.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. How are you feeling?
I feel okay, quite tired, but as lovely Claire in reception just said, you look much better than you did before.
Oh, cheers, Claire.
Thanks, Claire. I think that's a compliment.
I think you had every right to feel a little bit stressed yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, you look much better. I was like, shut up, Claire.
Right, here's a question.
Yes.
We've been on to Stupid Street.
Uh-huh.
Do you go hard or do you go home?
Oh, it depends, really.
Me too. Normally in Edinburgh, I found last year.
We went hard.
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 Yeah, I like to go hard and then go home.
Yeah, that's the that's the best thing.
Yeah,
isn't
both.
It? Yeah.
Inspired by this song, of course. Let's go through some people at Radio 1. it was one of our mottos on our trip to Cavos, wasn't it? Rihanna off of Films, Hard or Home?
Well, I think she might go hard.
No,
yeah, I think
no.
She goes in hard.
She
I reckon it's like scenes from like Spring Break when Rihanna goes
hard.
Out.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oi, oi, oi.
We've got evidence.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Greg James?
Home. Hard.
Do you think?
Do you think home?
I think maybe home and then hard, bit hard, then back home.
Chris Moyles, I'm saying previously hard, now home.
I'm saying... Oh, no, now, because now he can go out.
Oh, yeah.
So
very hard, quite
very
soon.
Hard. We went for a drink with him last night. I think he'd been going hard by about 7:30 when I met him.
Good lad. Sarah Cox, I'm saying mostly home, occasionally hard.
Yeah. Mostly home, yeah. 90s, hard in capitals.
Yes, that's right. Jack Daniels. Okay, so we've been out onto Stupid Street today.
I'ma go hard, hard to the core. Hard like liquid swords. Harder than worldwide stadium tours. I am the future, DeLorean doors.
Yeah, whatever. We asked 8 people, do you go hard or do you go home? How many people on Stupid Street, remember what street we're on, said hard?
Hard. I think out of 8, I'm going low, I'm going 2.
2 hard.
Because stupid, so they won't know what you're talking about.
Chris?
I'm going to go more, I'm going to go 6.
6 out of 8?
Yeah.
10 Scott Mills points, let's find out.
Ow! What's a kidding?
Here we are on Stupid Street, but do they go hard or do they go home?
Do you go hard or do you go home?
I go hard.
You go hard?
Yeah, just generally going hard.
Hard like rock and roll?
Yeah.
Hard like geometry?
Yeah.
What about trigonometry?
Not quite that hard.
Not that hard. Do you go hard, Holly, or do you go home?
Best to go hard first, then to go home.
Do you go as hard as a worldwide stadium tour, or not quite that hard?
That's pretty hard. Probably not a worldwide stadium tour. Maybe an arena tour.
What about as hard as geometry, trigonometry?
No, they're pretty hard as well. No, maybe just like multiplication and long division. That's as hard as I go. Okay.
Do you go hard or do you go home?
Home most of the time.
Why is that?
I'm a bit of a lightweight.
If you were to go hard, you probably don't go as hard as a liquid sword, do you?
Definitely not.
Why not?
Because I don't go hard at all.
Do you go hard or do you go home?
I go hard.
How hard do you go?
I give it all.
Hard like geometry and trigonometry?
No, not that hard.
That is hard.
That's hard.
Do you go hard, Hattie, or do you go home?
Ooh, go hard, definitely.
And how hard do you go?
90%. Not all the way, but 90% hard, yeah.
Do you go hard or do you go home?
I go hard.
Would you say you go hard like liquid swords?
No.
Do you go hard or do you go home?
I always go hard. Don't pronounce the H.
Really?
You go hard.
Hard?
Yeah, and you're hard as nails. So if you call something nails, it's hard.
Right. Do you go hard or do you go home?
Do I go where?
Do you go hard?
Or home?
Or home?
Probably home.
I thought you were someone who likes hard.
No.
Do you go hard or do you go home?
Hard. Every time.
How hard?
120%.
Are you hard like liquid swords?
Probably.
6.
I got it right.
Oh, wow.
6 hard.
Chris gets the point. I think Smooth Talking Dan was the perfect person to ask that.
He really, really was.
Do you go hard?
Or do you go hard? Does one go hard or does one go home?
Thank you very much. If you said 6 hard, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.